The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra, in Kumasi. We are live on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Volta Premier Hall and Menuveve Aflao, Lolonyo FM Hohoi and Kekeli FM Ho. Get radio, TV and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, as Parliament prepares for debate over the controversial leaked tape report, the IGP's lawyers expect sanctions prescribed in the report against senior police officers to be upheld.
Some criminal stuff has come up. Let us...
Which criminal stuff?
Oh, the conspiracies and all those other things that have come up.
So you expect criminal prosecutions?
Well, there should be. Look, a lot of things have to come out of this so that it never happens again.
Also, the minority cast doubts on government's $1 billion debt restructuring deal with independent power producers.
It's just an attempt to push the obligation to another government. I've spoken to the IPPs and I can confidently tell you that there's nothing interesting, there's nothing positive about the claim from the finance minister.
In business.
Bank of Ghana Governor Dr. Ernest Addison projects further decline in inflation and a stable Cedi in the coming months following deal with bilateral creditors and IMF program progress. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And later, you brought joy to our community, words of residents of Noka in the Eastern Region as they heap praises on overall winner of their Joy News Impact Makers Awards.
Joy News, I am so grateful. I have been receiving calls from all over the country, even individuals who want to support.
These are more with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Please stay. Now, lawyers for the Inspector General of Police, Kofi Bentil, is expecting sanctions recommended by the bipartisan committee against the senior officers implicated in the plot to overthrow Dr. George Akufo-Addo to be upheld. As Parliament gears up for a debate over the committee's findings, Mr. Bentil emphasized the importance of maintaining the integrity of the police force and the rule of law. He spoke on PM Express last night.
You see, not just discipline. Listen, we need to strengthen institutions. When you have certain policemen, okay, jumping over and coming to you and trying to try their boss,
exactly,
and then you accept it. Some criminal stuff has come up. Let us...
Which criminal stuff?
Oh, the conspiracies and all those other things that have come up.
So you're expecting criminal prosecutions?
Well, there should be. Look, a lot of things have to come out of this so that it never happens again.
Such as
you should never put the certain IGP in a predicament where his junior officers have come to tell you things which were not true as proven.
Meanwhile, the lawyer representing Superintendent George Asari has stated that he'll wait for the entire process to conclude before offering any advice to his client. He also spoke on PM Express.
I think it's important for us to also inform the public that the reports as it is now would have to be debated in the plenary.
Yeah.
Whatever that will come out is what we would be working on. So as it is now, we would wait until the process is completed. Mm-hmm. Thereafter, we'll advise our clients accordingly.
You had lawyer for Superintendent George Asari, Alfred Papa Dakwa. Now, security experts are warning of dire consequences for the country's democracy if there's no change in the current form of governance. Speaking at the inaugural Republic Day public lecture organized by the Ghana Armed Forces Command and Staff College in collaboration with One Ghana Movement, former National Security Minister Francis Poku highlighted a gradual loss of trust among Ghanaians in the country's democratic system. He cautioned that without a shift from the current situation, Ghana could soon face another political crisis.
This is a test, and I believe we must all respond to this call, that if the face of democracy does not change after 2025, we are going to go through another history, and it must be a collaborative effort. Why should they say, knowing what we've been through during military rule, why should people exclaim? And it's not, I don't want to pinpoint to any particular regime.
Let's focus on energy now. The minority on the Energy Committee in Parliament is casting doubt on government's claim of securing an agreement with five independent power producers to restructure over $1 billion in legacy debt. The Minister of Finance, Mohamed Amin Adam, said despite a pushback from the Chamber of Independent Power Producers, Amandi, SunPower, Early Power and two other companies have agreed to renegotiate new power purchasing agreements.
Commercial agreements
have been reached on headline debt restructuring terms and renegotiated power purchase agreement terms with the following companies: Amandi, SunPower, Eli Power, Senet, and AXA. We are finalizing documentation to sign this agreement this week and the next.
But the minority is now daring the minister to provide proof of this renegotiated agreement. Ranking member on the Energy Committee is John Jinapo.
Once again, this is nothing but a charade, and it's just an attempt to push the obligation to another government. I've spoken to the IPPs, and I can confidently tell you that there's nothing interesting, there's nothing positive about the claim from the finance minister.
Meanwhile, Professor of Finance at the Andrews University in the USA, William Spipper, is urging government to be cautious with its projections.
I'll be very cautious with this kind of confidence being expressed by the finance minister. We are not yet out of the woods yet. We have to see the impact of repayment of interest of our loans and principals when they become due.
And you heard William Spipper, Professor of Finance at the Andrews University in the USA. Now, the New Patriotic Party is dispelling rumors of the resignation of its national campaign chairman, Dan Kwekubotri. The party is blaming some elements outside the campaign team of trying to sow seeds of discord amongst members. His party national organizer, Henry Nanabwachi.
Everything is all right. Look, we finished our national first phase of it. We are hitting the ground next week with the second phase. Then, ignore all of this fake news and people trying to plant some sort of disagreement within the leadership of the campaign team.
Okay. And you heard national organizer of the NPP, Henry Nanabwachi, speaking on Joy News Prime on a Monday. Now, residents and traders who live and work along the drains leading to the Kole Lagoon are asking for immediate dredging for fear of floods. Described as the principal outlet through which all major drainage channels in the national capital empty their waste into the sea, volumes of waste intermixed with the ceaseless liquid produces awful stench as well as an overflow whenever it rains. Hannah Adami has more.
The waters flow from the Ebri area through many communities such as Aveno, Circle and Graphic Road downstream into the Kole Lagoon. Along its pathway are mostly sand and filth. These elements hinder the smooth flow of the waters. Those who live near these areas and constantly bear the brunt of the flood's impact are asking for big rubbish bins while they constantly look out for dredging equipment.
I have lost count of my property that has been swept away whenever it rains because the floods render us homeless.
Hannah Adami's report. Now, residents of Noka, a small community in the Eastern Region, say they are grateful to the winner of the second edition of the Joy News Impact Makers Awards for spearheading efforts to establish the first basic school there. The winner, Eunice Isiedua Ejapong, says she has already started receiving calls from NGOs and philanthropists who want to support the Noka community. Max Olabagba reports.
Scores of pupils have gathered in front of their classrooms singing to welcome their teacher, 26-year-old Eunice Isiedua Ejapong, back to school.
In fact, as the Bible has stated that...
Here at the Noka MA Basic School, I've met Reverend Prince Obusin Tiamwa, who generously offered his church to begin this educational journey.
Because all the children here go to Damai School, and it's very risky for the children by crossing the road. It is helping a lot because most of the children were not going to school.
Secretary to the Noka Town Development Committee, James Siokwachi, shares his appreciation for the blessings that Joy News and Eunice Ejapong have brought to their community.
Joy News has been a blessing, I would say, to the whole nation. They have been helping us in diverse ways.
Eunice says she has started receiving calls from NGOs and philanthropists eager to support the community right after she won the Joy News Impact Makers Award.
Joy News, I am so grateful. I have been receiving calls from all over the country, NGOs, philanthropists, even individuals who want to support.
And that inspiring report bringing us to the end of this morning's Bulletin Live on Joy 99.7 FM and it's 103.9 FM here in Accra and in Kumasi. Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana, 16 regions. I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is business on the Super Morning Show.
Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.